Hello everyone, this is Tony Beckler, and welcome to another program in the series on ACB Radio's main menu about Telnet. On this program, we're going to do something a bit different. The first program was an introduction to Telnet, which you can find in the main menu on the Band Archives. On this program, we will go through something which I think some of you will be interested in. We will actually log into a Telnet BBS, our bulletin board system, and we will create an account and log in, and then on the third program with TerraTerm Pro, we will download a file. Actually, the file we'll download is the BBS list, or the list of Telnet accessible BBSs. But in order to do that, we could just go to the web and download it that way, but that's no fun, so instead we'll create a Telnet account or a login account, and I'll show you how this is done. I'll be using a program called Console Telnet. Console meaning the Windows console. To briefly explain, you have Windows GUI programs like Windows Explorer or Notepad or WordPad or something like that. Those are the standard Windows GUI programs. They have the graphical user interface with pull-down menus and so forth. However, there are also command-line-based or programs or console-based programs. And what those are is that they allow you to run programs as if you're in a DOS box. In other words, from the command line, but they're not actually DOS programs. They are called console programs because it is referred to by Microsoft as the Windows console. I'm going to be using the DeckTalk Express and Vocalize for this review. I believe that JAWS for DOS is now freeware, but I do not know where it can be downloaded. It used to be available, but I think Freedom Scientific may have removed it, I'm not sure. There are other DOS screen readers also. You can look around. Some are shareware and some are demos, etc. And Vocalize, as far as I know, is still being supported by GW Micro. Anyway, so I will first get into a DOS prompt, and I'll change to the Telnet directory, and I'll run Telnet. First, I should say that if you download Console Telnet, I'll give you the site for that at the end of the program. It's just a standard install shield installation, and by default, I think it puts its files in C, program files, console, telnet, or something like that. I would not recommend putting them there. I would recommend using the C:\telnet directory instead. I use this program fairly regularly, and I certainly wouldn't want to have to type that every time to get to the program. Of course, if you are familiar with batch files, you could just make a batch file to do the same thing. Anyway, I should also apologize in advance. Because of the limitations of the sound card and the way things are plugged in, I have the DeckTalk Express plugged into the line-in jack, and I'm talking to you on the microphone. The recording must be made in advance, and then I can talk through the recording as we go along. I'm sorry, but there seems to be no way around it. However, this is a good thing, because one thing I will address first about BBS is that sometimes they do have a time limit of inactivity where they automatically disconnect you. That is usually not important, except that the blind who's trying to listen to it with speech at the same time that they're trying to answer questions, sometimes they get behind. I know I've accidentally been logged off a few times because I took too long because I was trying to listen to what was on the screen. The one solution is to kick up the speech rate. The other solution, in this case, what we're doing is I'll just go at a normal speed, and I'll stop the recording of the DeckTalk Express and explain what I'm doing as I go along. Finally, one small correction. The Windows Telnet client is not a dumb terminal. It does have terminal emulation. What that means is that it emulates another computer besides Windows. The VT52, VT100, VT220, etc. are the most common types of terminal emulations. Emulations being, as I say, they try to act like another computer or a different type of computer. And those computers, the VT series, were made by Digital Equipment, and they were mainframes. They were what people used in the old days. For our BBSs, we use what's called ANSI or ANSI BBS. ANSI, if you remember from the old days, is color graphics and things like that. The American National Standards Institute. And also even ANSI Music. You can do music with ANSI if you want. Most clients, Telnet clients, do not support ANSI Music, though, including either console Telnet or, to my knowledge, TerraTerm Pro. Anyway, so I'll first start off by changing to the Telnet directory, running the Telnet program, and go from there.
CD backslash T-E-L-N-E-T C backslash Telnet T-E-L-N-E-T.
There, now I've changed to the Telnet directory, and I'll hit enter. Now, there's quite a bit of talking here. Most of it isn't really important. It just tells you that the program is free and so forth, and read the license. But there is something important towards the end of the announcement about ANSI and key maps, which I'll address shortly. So now I'll just hit enter, and it says this.
Telnet Win32 version 2.0 v7 copyright C1998.0.Paul.er.Paul. Brandon@Clemson.edu. This program comes with absolutely no warranty. For details, read license.txt. This is Breeze Software, and you are welcome to redistribute it under certain conditions. Loading configuration options from C/Telnet/Telnet.ini. Loading ANSI from C/Telnet/Telnet.cfg. Use configuration ANSI. Keymap ANSI. There are one maps. Telnet.
Well, basically what that means is, as I said, the program is free and to read the license. But did you notice the part about loading configuration in ANSI? Now, if you remember what I just said earlier, a few minutes ago, about terminal emulation, then you'll know what that means. We're using the ANSI terminal emulation, which, as I say, is usually what we use for bulletin boards. Now, say this is the first time we ran the program. One way you can get brief help is to hit the question mark and press enter. Now, if you're used to Linux Telnet clients, this will be old to you, except that this console Telnet has a little bit of a quirk, in my opinion, in that under Linux you can just type O space and a site, O being short for open. On this program you have to type OP space, or instead of C for close you have to type CL, etc. I don't really understand why this is, but you can type just Q by itself and hit enter for quit, or you can actually hit enter by itself without typing anything for quit. So I'm not really sure why it does that. I would consider this to be a bug, but it's just something to be aware of. Also, one thing I noticed with Vocalize is that it tends to echo back the whole line every time you type a key. So you type, say, the letter O, and it will say Telnet, Telnet O, Telnet, Telnet OP, etc. This can be very annoying. You just have to ignore it and try to live without it, but it does not always do that. It just depends. It's on what mode it's in. I don't understand why. But anyway, so I'll type the question mark and hit enter. This will give you a brief overview of this Telnet client and how it works.
Question, Telnet, Telnet. Commands may be abbreviated. Commands are CL left bracket, OS right bracket, close current connection, OP left bracket and right bracket connect to a site, Q left bracket, OOT right bracket, exit Telnet, P left bracket, YS right bracket changes displays, QMAPS right keys to see the options, C left bracket, T right bracket displays others configuration options, Z suspend, H left bracket, help right bracket, print help information, Telnet.
And basically that just explained briefly what the commands are. We'll not go into most of the commands here because they're not generally important and you can read the documentation. But one thing you might take note of is the H or the question mark for help. K-E or keys to write out the key map and things like that. And of course, O, P for open and C-L for close. And what it did not say, but just as a reminder, you can hit enter by itself in command mode. In other words, when you get the Telnet prompt, and it will exit you back to the DOS prompt. So anyway, I'll open the BBS now. It is called Diamond Mine Online is the name of it, and the actual site is dmine.net. So I'll type op space dmine.net and hit enter.
O T P Telnet space Telnet Telnet op b b s period tel d m I n e period n e t.
And that's an example of what I mean about the echoing and repeating and so forth. And actually, it's bbs.dmine.net, but either one works. So anyway, now I'll hit enter, and there will be quite a bit of talking here. Most of it you can ignore, but I'll explain what some of it means as we go.
Lurking a post, bbs.9.net, writing 68.65.37.225, 23, connected to bbs.9.net, escape key is alt right bracket.
If you noticed, it said escape key is alt right bracket. Theoretically, what that means is that you can hit the alt and right bracket together, and it will provide an escape, as it were, to command mode. Now, on the Linux Telnet clients, that's usually control right bracket, but what I found with console Telnet is that neither one of them work. I can hit alt right bracket all day, and nothing happens. But what you can do instead, if you do need to bail out of your Telnet connection, you can try hitting Z in command mode, or control Z, I think it is, but I found that that does not work either, especially since you can't get to command mode from within a telnet session. So the easiest thing to do is hit control break. Not control C, because that will be passed through to the other application, in other words, the remote application that you're connecting to, but control break.
Synchronous BPS for Win32 version 3.10 connection from 68.6.222.101 resolving postname, underline, underline, synchronous BPS for Win32 version 3.10 copyright 2001 ROPS Windle client, con, telehacker, hip686222101.sd.sd.cox.net left bracket 68.6.222.101 right bracket server, name, diamond mine online hacker, mine.net node, 2 of 4, date, 030702 time, 908 AM add, diamond day, left bracket, hit a key right bracket, space, if you are a new user to the system, type quote new quote now, otherwise, enter your username or number now, left bracket, hit a key right bracket, space, message forums tell you address here files bbs.mine.net online check or online games mine.artech.org welcome to the diamond mine online dome in Fredericksburg, Virginia, USA, 4 nodes, data net messages asynchronous V3 system new users welcome, enter name, number, or apostrophe new apostrophe if you are a new user and.
I did let it talk a little more than I intended to there, but basically a lot of that was just the welcome to the BBS. For those of you, again, who have been around the BBS scene for a while, you'll probably recognize that. They do have FidoNet, for example. SynchroNet was actually a somewhat new BBS program. It was first introduced in 1990 as a commercial program, and then really was not very popular, at least with the BBSs that I called, and eventually pretty well faded out of existence along with everything else. But the author suddenly, recently in 2000, developed an interest in reviving SynchroNet, and so now we're up to version 3.10. By the way, SynchroNet is very accessible, and if anyone is interested in running their own BBS and wants a review of SynchroNet, I'll be happy to do so. Just write to me, that's mainmenu@beckler.net. I'll spell that at the end of the program if you're interested.
And E-W, do you have the color terminal? Left.
Now, what I did here is I typed new, because I'm a new user, and it asked me if I have a color terminal. And one thing I'll notice here is listen to this.
Left bracket yes, right bracket no.
Now, the left bracket yes, no, means that if I just hit enter by itself, it will take the default, which is in brackets, so in this case it would be yes. Since I am using ANSI, I do have a color terminal, and I found that some BBSs are actually more accessible with a color terminal. And some are, it just depends. But I found in most cases you're better off with a color terminal. Besides, sometimes door games will lock you out if they see that you don't have color, even if you actually do, and vice versa. Also, you can use that on the Telnet client, because you might have heard left bracket CL, right bracket OSE, or for close. Anyway, so I am a new user, so I type new, and I've said that I do have a color terminal, and it'll ask me for my name. For purposes of this review, my name is Main Menu, so I'll simply enter that now.
Yes, does your terminal support IBM extended ASCII? Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Yes, searching for duplicates. Enter your full name or alias. M-A-I-N space M-E-N-U.
And I entered Main Menu. Now, the part about extended ASCII is simply, again, I'm using an IBM, well, not actually IBM, but I'm using a PC terminal, so yes, I can support extended ASCII. Anyway, I won't address much more of this. I'll just let it talk for a while, but I'll stop if there is a need to address something.
Enter your full real name. T-O-N-Y space
typing my name here.
B-A-E-C-H-L-E-R. Searching for duplicates. Enter your chat handle. Main Men.
Now, my chat handle is Main Men, which I don't like, so I'll enter ACB Radio. I think it actually cuts that off, by the way, but this is just an example review account anyway. And chatting we'll get into on a different program, depending on the popularity of the series. I can go into BBS chatting and door games and so forth. But for this program, we're just logging in, creating an account. I'll briefly show you the file menu so you can see the file that we're going to download on the third program, and briefly cruise through the door games menu, and that's it. We're not going to spend a lot of time in the actual BBS and playing around with things, but if there is enough interest, I will be happy to do so for another program. So anyway, I'll just type in my different chat handle here and let it talk.
M-A-C-B-R-A-D-I-O. Searching for duplicates. Network mail address example. User at domain colon.
Yeah, I mistyped my address here, so I backed up and typed.
Space M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U at B-A-E-C-H-L-E-R period N-E-T.
Main menu at Beckler.net.
Forward personal email to network mail address. Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Yes, enter.
Now, that forward personal email to Netmail network mail address, basically all that means that if I get email on the BBS, it'll automatically send it to my internet email account, and that is usually what we want.
Your city, state.
Now, it's asking me for my city and state. You can actually enter anything here, but I prefer to be honest, and since I do live in El Cajon, California, that's what I answered.
E-L space C-A-J-O-N comma space C-A. Enter your sex M-F colon. M. Enter your birthday M M D D Y Y colon. Zero,
now, this is asking
nine,
for
zero,
my
four,
birth date.
Seven, nine.
And I've discovered that you rarely, if ever, need to really seriously worry about privacy with BBSs, because most of the time BBSs are average people just like you, and they're just as concerned about your privacy and their privacy as you are. They, in almost every case, will not give out your information unless they are ordered to. Of all of the BBSs I've ever called since 1993, which is probably thousands anyway, I've only had a problem with one of them, and that was actually my own fault. But in general, they've been very good about it. I would, if you do telnet to a BBS and they ask you for your address, I would feel free to give that to them. You do not need to worry about your security being compromised. Of course, you always have to use common sense. If you don't feel comfortable about it, then don't give them your address. But most good BBSs do ask for that, for your mailing or postal address. And as others can probably tell you here, you really don't need to worry about that. Even the old Blinklink asked for that, I believe. It's pretty well common on all the popular BBSs. And, of course, they ask for your telephone number. And, again, I would just give that to them because you really don't need to worry. I've never been called or harassed or anything like that. And again, of all the thousands of bulletin boards I've called, but if you are simply an online gamer or a chatter, in other words, you just want to type messages back and forth and you don't want to get that information out, that is totally up to you. You don't have to. However, you will be locked out of many BBSs because they do require that for sign-up. However, this one does not, so since it did not ask for my address and phone number, I'm not giving it to them. Anyway, moving along, and of course it asked if I'm male or female, so I hit M and it entered my birthday, and I asked me for my birthday, and I entered it.
Is the above information correct? Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Yes, Synchronet Mullinus BBS software developed 1999 by Rob Swindle Keys to remember Control Z, avoid Control S, pause Control Q, continue left bracket, data key right bracket, space, menu example prompt, 1, 2, or left bracket 3, right bracket, colon indicates, 01T2, enter 3, left bracket, data key right bracket, keys to remember, control space, this is Diamond Mine Online BBS with your sizzle, Diamond Dave here to serve you.
Now, you might have heard it start to talk about keys to remember twice, and I interrupted the speech because apparently it pops up a box on the screen, and I vocalized that the auto box read turned on, so you might hear some redundant repetition sometimes. Just ignore it. That's my setup, not the BPS. But anyway, briefly comment on that. It's pretty well self-explanatory. If you want to get out of something, you hit Control-C, etc., but usually you can just hit the, in my case, Shift or Control to stop the speech, and text or whatever will go scrolling by, and then you can usually hit a key, and it will stop whatever you're in. Anyway, moving along, this is more welcome information from the BBS. I'll just let it talk through this.
This system has received 7795 calls to date. BBS software, Synchronet V3.10F November 2001 computer, Pentium II 233 overclocked to 266 telnet, Samsung cable modem left bracket, hit a key right bracket. Space, the rules of this BBS are few. Basically, Don apostrophe T act like an idiot and you apostrophe LL be treated fine. Otherwise, consider yourself deleted and you can go elsewhere. This BBS is here for the fun of all users. If you just want to be a jerk and make life miserable for everyone, then do yourself and us a favor and go away and never come back. If you are here to have fun and want to enjoy online communications the way it was meant to be by using a bulletin board system, then please stick around, sign up, and have fun. Left bracket hit a key right bracket. Left bracket hit a key right bracket. Your password is form.9x. Enter a different password.
Now, one thing about Synchronet is that it will assign you automatically a random password. You can either accept that password, or you can do like what I'm doing, and I'm going to change the password. Now, first what I did is I tried to enter main menu just to keep the password simple, and it didn't take that because they're common dictionary words, and then I tried ACB radio, it didn't take that either for the same reason. So I ended up entering the password, which you'll see here. And for anyone who thinks they can take over this account, as soon as I'm done with this review, I'll write to the sysop, as they're called, or system operator, and have them delete this account and explain that this is strictly for review purposes. Anyway, so now I'll change the password.
Left bracket, yes, right bracket, no. Yes, new password, 4HRs, colon, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
And it will take that password.
Your password is ABC123, write down your password and keep it confidential. Enter this password for verification.
I'll just retype it here.
1, 2, 3. Checking slots. Welcome to the Diamond Mine Online Free and Fun Entertainment Complex on the Internet. Before you begin, we ask you to please fill out this quick and painless questionnaire. This way we will know more about you and what you are looking for. What is your first and last name?
And I'll just enter my name again. This is another questionnaire. A lot of BBSs do this also. Again, it's just a one-time sign-up thing. I've been using BBSs for many years, and I've never had a problem with any of this. And usually they don't make you go through this after the first time. So I'll just be honest and answer his questions.
Required. T-O-N-Y space B-A-E-C-H-L-E-R. How did you learn about the Diamond Mine Online? T-E-L-M-E-T space B-B-S space L-I-S-T.
And that is where I learned about it, is the Telnet BBS list, because they produce it and the BBS list, and they have their BBS name all over it.
What interests you? Examples, messages, online games, chat, at F-I-L-E-S, comma, space, G-A-M-E-S.
Since we'll be downloading a file, and since I do and sometimes like online games.
Thanks for filling out the questionnaire. The system operator will be informed of your answers. Left bracket, hit a key, right bracket. Default settings for main menu number 121T terminal mode colon auto detect ANSI color E external editor colon weather details green length colon auto detect 12K command shell colon synchronous classic contemporary QWK archive type colon zip hex expert menu mode colon off P screen pause colon on H hotkeys colon on S spinning cursor colon off left bracket hit a key right bracket space.
Now I'll just comment a little bit on this. There are more options here. The external editor is the message editor. I personally do not like the one that's chosen here, so I'll change that. The command shell, one other thing unique to Synchronet is that you can make your menu interface look like anything you want. For example, they have Wildcat, remember the Wildcat software? And they, of course, have Synchronet, which has its own. And this particular BBS has Diamond Custom, I think they call it. And there are some others. World Group, I think, is one also. You'll hear what they are when I get to the command shell. Hotkeys basically mean you don't have to hit enter every time after you hit a key. I found that you can move through BBSs faster that way because otherwise you have to hit F, enter for the files, menu, and then D, enter for download, and then so forth, and that can be a real pain, especially if you're in a hurry. One other thing about BBSs is I've said they have inactivity time limits, but also they only give you a certain number of minutes per day. If you may remember, in the old days, you only had 60 minutes left to quick cram in that file, and maybe if you're lucky, you can download that file before your last 5 minutes are up for the day. I know I had frustrations with that also. This particular BBS gives you 75 minutes a day, which you'll hear about a while later in the program after we go through what is called the Telnet Verifier. I'll explain more about that in a moment. So it actually slows you down if you have to hit enter every time after hitting a command key. So in this case, I left hotkeys on. Spinning cursor, you don't want to turn that on because that can print a bunch of backslashes and underlines and things like that, which just makes it confusing for speech. So anyway, I'll just keep moving right along and change those things. And like I said, there are some other options here. QWK is for downloading mail. You need what's called an offline mail reader. Blue Wave and Silver Express come to mind. But there are others also, SLMR and some others. You might have heard that mentioned at the beginning of main menu program 80. And those are sometimes free, sometimes not. I know Blue Wave is not, but it is well worth the registration. And actually, I don't believe you can register it anymore except in the UK. But anyway, again, if there's enough interest, I'll get into all these different aspects of BBSing. But anyway, I'll just now move on.
See clear screen between messages, colon off, and ask for new message file scan, colon on Y. Ask for your unread MSG scan, colon off, F automatic new file scan, colon on R. Remember current subboard, colon off, B batch download file blanking, colon on M forward. Email to netmail, colon on Z default download protocol, colon Z hang up actors for W change password with your left bracket Q right bracket OOT.
Now, I'll briefly mention some of these. Clear screen, you almost always want that off. You don't want it to clear screen between messages, because basically if you're trying to review the screen, then it just cleared it and you missed the last message, and there's really no way to go back unless you have a scroll back in your Telnet client, and this can be a real pain. The download protocol, I'll address that more in the third program with Tierra Term Pro, but basically what that is what program do you want to use to download a file, or what protocol do you want to use to download a file. Now in this case, protocol is not like FTP or HTTP or anything like that. There are modem protocols or communications protocols such as Z modem, Y modem, X modem, Kermit, etc. And in almost every case you want to use Z modem, so it's best that you just leave that alone. And Tierra Term Pro supports Z modem, other Telnet clients do not. However, the majority of good ones do. Anyway, so I'll just change these things.
E, use an external editor. Left bracket, no right bracket, yes. Y, S, select external editor. 1, sensitive 2, where did which, quit or left bracket 2, right bracket, colon.
Synchronet has its own built-in editor, which is why it asked me if I wanted to use an external editor. But I if I remember correctly, I didn't like that, so that's why I'm changing it.
Default settings for main menu number 121. Space. K, select command shell, 1, synchronet classic 2, synchronet novice 3, void clone 4, wildcat clone 5, madrips clone 6, renegade clone 7, dos shell 8, diamond mine custom witch, quit or left bracket 1, right bracket colon.
Remember PC board, renegade? Well, they're here, for clones of command shells, if there's one that you particularly liked. Like I said, I like wildcat, so that's the one I'm picking here.
4, default S, Z, hang up after bird W, change password witch or left bracket Q, right bracket oot. Q, you will now be required to validate your account by internet email. You need to supply a valid internet email address and a validation code will be sent to your email address. After receiving the code, you will need to enter it in this program to complete the validation. After successful verification, your account will be upgraded online. Note : accounts not verified within 48 hours will be deleted. Your email address not given out and is only for the use of this VPS-S staff members. We will not violate your privacy. Thanks. Left bracket hit a key, right bracket.
And as I said, I can verify that in almost any case they do not violate your privacy, so I would not worry about that. But if you're worried about it, you can give them just a temporary email address if you want. Now, in the old days, if you might remember, they had what's called callback verifiers, where they would disconnect you and then call you back on your modem. They would call your modem back to see if they could connect to you. Well, nowadays, of course, since you're not using a modem, you're using Telnet, they have something similar called a Telnet verifier. Basically, all that does is it sends you a validation code to your email address. In other words, it sends you a short email, I'll show you that in a moment also, with a verification code. You log back in, you go through the verifier, enter the code, and that's it. It's simply to make sure that your email address works and that you can be contacted and so forth. But there's certainly nothing preventing you from changing it if you want, if you do use a temporary email address. But again, I've never had any problem with it. So I'll hit a key and go through the verifier.
Space. Telnet verifier V1.5 by pistol grip left bracket V right bracket. Verify your account step 1 left bracket U right bracket. Upgrade your account step 2 left bracket H right bracket. Help with verification left bracket V right bracket. Email system operator left bracket O right bracket. Log off the BBS left bracket Q right bracket. Quit the Telnet verifier. Select option 1 yeah, colon. V. Telnet verifier V1.5 by pistol grip step 1. Enter the valid email address you would like to have the V validation email sent to. After receiving the email, you need to return to this program and enter the correct code.
Note:
the email address you entered when you created an account is not valid. You must enter a valid email address to complete the registration on this VPS. Main menu at Beacler.net was entered when you created your account. Is this your correct email address?
Yes.
Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Step 1. Enter the valid yes, please verify your email address is : main menu at Beacler.net. Is this correct? Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Yes, sending email.
And now it's sending the email.
Email sent to : main menu at bcore.net. Left bracket hit a key, right bracket.
And code.
Space. Telnet verifier V1.5 by pistol grip. Thanks for completing validation. Validation email was sent to : main menu at bcore.net. Upon receipt of the validation email, you must use the upgrade option of this program to upgrade your access. Note, it may take several minutes before the email arrives depending upon internet lag and delay times. Left bracket hit a key, right bracket. Space. Telnet verifier V1.5 by pistol grip. Oh, are you sure you wish to log off? Left bracket no, right bracket yes.
Until I actually get that email with the validation code, there's really no point in being online because I really can't do anything. So I skip the menu and I just hit O to log off. And yes, I am sure I want to log off because I need to go check my email so I can get the validation code.
Y.S. When you return to the diamond mine, you will have to re-enter this program and enter a valid code for your account to be validated. Accounts not validated within 48 hours will be purged by the system. HTTP www.mine.net telnet bbs.mine.net mine.arctech.org left bracket hit a key right bracket space. Connection terminated. Telnet.
And it simply said connection terminated and logged me off. Now, I'll take this opportunity to show you how you can check your email with console Telnet since you don't have the scrolling problem that you had with in the first program. And so I'll simply go over to my, pause the recording, go over to my email account, log in, and read the message, and I'll let you hear some of the mail headers and the validation code. Now, we'll skip through some of the headers, but you can hear the gist of what the validation code is. Then we'll log back in, enter the validation code, and take a quick trip around the menus, and we'll wind up this program.
Okay, 1372 octets received from Sprelling 9.DC 2.8 via point net left racket 64.8.50.53 right racket by mail point.
Now you'll notice that you get to hear the received and things like this. You also get the message ID. Sometimes you get to hear the mailers that you're using, etc. But you don't have the cutting out of nerves that you're scrolling problems.
From 9. net left racket 68.65.37.225 right racket by Sprelling 9.DC 2.8 via point net DH remain menu at each lower point net.
Going to skip a little ahead here.
7029.14:51 Throb, quote Telnet verifier, quote Telnet point verifier at 9.net subject, Diamond Mine Online Telnet validation, oh, quote main menu USB core point net reply 236 at 9.net XRCPT2, main USB core point net status, XUIDL 257,792,881 validation information username colon main menu validation code colon 169,784 this is a validation email sent from Diamond Mine Online left rack BBS point 9.net right rack EBP members point prestige QIT. Okay, POP3 server saying good day, connection terminated. Telnet.
And I typed quit, which I partially got cut off, but it said POP3 server saying goodbye, and again landed me at the Telnet prompt. I'm now going to just pause the recording here and log back into the BBS and go to the Telnet verifier, and we'll pick up the recording on step 2 where we enter the validation code.
Telnet verifier V1.5 by Pistol Grip step 2. After receiving the validation code, enter Explore to upgrade the level of your account online. Enter the code you receive, colon, 169,784. You entered colon 169,784. Is this correct? Left bracket yes, right bracket no. Yes.
Yes, it is correct. And?
Security level upgraded. Left bracket hit a key, right bracket backslash.
Now that means that my account is, or security level as they call it, is upgraded to full status or membership status or depending on various BBSs call it various things, but it means that I'm not locked out, but it also means that I'm obviously not the sysop either. I'm now a standard user. I have standard user access.
Do you wish to enter the Synchronet Matchmaker? Left bracket, no right bracket, yes. No post-it. V1.0.4.12.03.2000C2000.
Now there are some more welcome messages here. I'll just kind of skim through those. I skipped part of the verifier menu, and I'll skip some of the post-it messages, except that I'll let you hear what they sound like. It's basically graffiti for the BBS. People can say all kinds of things and advertises our own GPS and other things, so I'll let you hear a little bit of that.
Aspect Technologies, Aspect Technologies posted. By, was Furia number 66, what apostrophe S, a world group service. By, Furia number 21, I may be crazy, but ah, forget it, I forgot. Left bracket, hit a key, right space, would you like to write a post-it? Note, left bracket, no right bracket, yes, no last few callers, 27805, Glee, Toronto, Ontario, 0007, Telnet 127806, Mountain Goat, Stanford, COS 0050, Telnet 127807, LK210, Telnet 127808, Pocono 224, Telnet 127809, Matthew D. Corky, Orlando, FLA07, Telnet.
And this is the last callers list. You might remember that from a lot of the BBSs also. Only it kind of adds a different twist when anyone internationally can dial or telnet to the same PBS.
1378, 10th Fury, Trenton, Ontario, 823, telnet 1278, 11 system, colon, diamond line, online, left, racket, hit a key, right, space, note 3, Fury, logged off, user number 121, colon, main menu, logins today, colon, 1 max, 3 time on today, colon, 0 max, 75, mail waiting, colon, 0 sysop is, colon, not available, thanks for completing the telnet verifier main menu, search all groups for new messages, left, racket, yes, right, racket, no, and, oh, synchronet, while clone, left, racket, hit a key, right, racket.
And now we're going into the Synchronet Wild Clone, as they call it, or the main menu for the BBS. We're doing here is I'll just let it read through the menu, and most of it should be self-explanatory, but I'll just explain some terms here. F is files, obviously, that's where you download files. D is doors, which is short for door games. That's where you used to play Trade Wars, Global War, Baron Realms Elite, and etc. You'll actually get to hear the list of the door games this particular BBS has. B, bulletins, is just that, general information about the BBS. Who's online, stats, page sysop, node chat, and all those things should be very somewhat self-explanatory. If there's enough interest, I'll do further programs exploring other aspects of BBSing.
Zip space, M message menu email user list, auto message CMS and newsletter F files menu T octanodes J O in conference G used by PH Sysop initial welcome wire settings W host online V if I user R at your stats S stem stats B bulletins D yours H help level conference local forums announcements time on 3 time remaining 71 command F.
Now I hit F to go into the files menu because it is the file that we were looking for, correct? If you may remember, we were logging on so that we could download the Telnet BBS list.
Synchronet Wildcon left racket, hit a key right racket, Synchronet Wildcon, space, Q to main L list available files, download a file, upload a file, mu files since left bracket and right bracket, view a zip file, message menu, sh for files, gu by ampersand, like or find info on the file, jo in the conference, peers and the stats, edit, mark list, f file transfer info, hf level conference, main miscellaneous upload time on, 3 time remaining, 71, command, left bracket, hit a key, right bracket, space, s, search for file name, s directory, library, or all.
Now that means directory, which is the current directory, library, which I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I think that means just the current group of directories, like you might have a games library, and you might have card games and board games within the games library, and all obviously refers to all files. Since I'm not sure exactly where this file is, I'm going to search all files.
A, fill spec left bracket, all files right bracket, colon.
File spec, or wildcards, or its file name. I happen to know that the name of this file is IBBS something. I'm not sure exactly what, but since it's March 2002, I'm going to guess IBBS0302.zip. So that is what I'll enter here, but I'm not sure exactly what directory that's in, so I'll just type that out and have it tell me where it finds it.
IBBS0302.zip. 1 main 1 miscellaneous uploads at 0302.zip 201k the BBS Corner Telnet BBS Guide 0302 March 2002 edition. The largest active Telnetable BBS listing. Detailed listings on over 400 Telnetable sets and similar internet systems. Includes the Telfreeway Telnet client. Maintained by the BBS Corner HTTP www.9.com Telnet new address left bracket hit a key right bracket /.
Well, I think that's the file I want, so let's see if I can get any more information on this file before I download it.
Base, /, listing 1 main 1 miscellaneous uploads menu 30 files, colon. I. Synchronet wildcolon left bracket hit a key right bracket /, space.
I'm simply going back through the menu now to hit I for info on a file.
Q to main L list available files, download a file, upload a file, mu files since left bracket and right bracket, view a zip file, message menu, sh for files, gu by ampersand, like or find info on a file, jo in the conference, peers and the stats, edit, mark list, f file transfer info, hl level conference, main with d, download file, s fill spec left bracket, all files right bracket, colon, IBBS0302.zip.
I'm simply going to show you what it looks like to download the file, but we're not actually going to download it, so I hit D, which, if you may remember, is D for download, and entered the file name, which is, as I said before, IBBS0302.zip.
Library colon 1 main file directories directory colon 1 miscellaneous uploads file name colon F0302.zip file size colon 205,907 credit value colon free description colon the BBS corner telnet BBS guide 0302 March 2002 edited uploaded by colon diamond dave file date colon sunmar 03-2002 9:39 p.m. uploaded on colon sunmar 03-2002 9:39 p.m. last downloaded colon never left bracket hit a key right bracket space, times downloaded colon 0 time to download colon 00000 the BBS corner telnet BBS guide 0302 March 2002 edition the largest active telnetable BBS listing. Detailed listings on over 400 telnetable sets and similar internet
and this system. Is simply repeating the information we already heard about before, so I'm skipping past some of this. And it's a free download, so I can download it now if I want.
Right space, /, X modem, Y modem, Z modem, G modem, G protocol, batch, quit, or left bracket, next right bracket, colon.
Batch is if you're downloading a batch of files, in other words, more than one file. A protocol is simply a way of transferring files back and forth between two computers. And again, as I said before, you almost always want to use Z modem whenever possible. So if I was going to actually download this file, I would hit Z here, but I'm not, so I'll just quit instead.
Q. Synchronet wildcolon left bracket hit a key right bracket. /, Q to main L is to... Q. Synchronet wildcolon left bracket hit a key right bracket.
Now I've simply quit to the main menu, and I'll show you the door games, and then log off.
Space, M message, D, select external program section, 1, BBS lists, matchmakers, ampersand more, 2, door games, 3, telnet verifier, which, quit or left bracket, 1, right bracket, colon.
Well, the telnet verifier we already went through, and that doesn't look very interesting anyway. BBS lists, well, since we're downloading a BBS list, I don't suppose we need to go through that, and I'm not interested in the matchmaker right now, so I'll do number 2 instead, which is door games.
2. Door games external programs. Num name 1 falcon apostrophe SI 1.069 usurper 0.172 Baron Realms Elite 0.9810 Global War 3.00 Beta 3 Trade Wars 3.0911 Assassin 4 Legend of Red Dragon 4.05 12 Exilus 3.205 Falcon apostrophe S Honor 1.1213 Food 56 Barney Slat 114 Yankees Ampersand Rednecks 1.087 Barney Slat 215 Lord Right Bracket Left Bracket 1.01 Left Bracket Hit a Key Right Bracket space, A, the Arcadian Legends 1.0360 Planet Teos 2.0 which are quit. Q.
Do any of those door games sound familiar? You probably played them if you've been involved with BBSs before now.
Select external program section 1, BB, Q.
And I'll just get out of that menu.
Left bracket, hit P right for space, M message menu, email user list, auto message, CMS, M user, F files menu, T auto notes, J on conference text, bulletins, D yours, W, notes text for main menu, reading text files via telnet, no other active nodes. Left bracket, hit P right bracket.
I just briefly hit W to see who else was online and we're the only ones online.
Space, Synchronet Wildcoin left bracket, hit P right bracket. Space, M message menu, command. G, log off. Left bracket, no right bracket, yes. Y, S, thanks for stopping by the Diamond Mine online.
Now I've hit G for goodbye, to log off. It said log off, and I hit yes, and it's thanking me for stopping by, and now here are the log off screens. And you might find this interesting, so I'll just let it talk.
Check out these other online places. Fredericksburg, Virginia, tell the Internet Diamond Mine 547-859-135. Back to the Future, BTTF, Point Scholars, Point Sue, Point Edge, Gamers, Jurors 1-543-730554, Beyond Reality, BBS, Point Seekers, Point CX, Gamers, Jurors 2-543-733445, Colossus 206.161.178.210, Woodpile 545-823-466, Subversity, BBS, Point Subversity.com, Os2, Shareware, BBS, BBS, Point Os2, BBS, Point Com, Left bracket, hit a key right bracket, backslash, backspace, backslash, backslash, ozone, bbs, ozone, point, east, point, com, thorny, apostrophe, s, bbs, thorny, point, cs, cnt, point, com, retro, and red, point, synchro, point, net, come back to the Diamond Mine online soon. Total time this session, 0901, left bracket, hit a key right bracket, backslash, space, backslash, backslash, connection terminated. Telnet.
And it simply told me that my connection was terminated, and now I'm logged off. It told me also that I was on for 9 minutes and 1 second, which is actually not exactly correct because I don't think it counts the time with the Telnet verifier. And that gives you a brief glimpse of what you can find on a BBS. You can find files, as I said before. You can find door games or online games. You can find message areas. We didn't even touch the message areas. You can find all kinds of things there. Every type of topic you can imagine can usually be found in most good-sized message areas on larger BBSs. You can also chat with other local people who happen to be online. It does have 4 nodes. A node is simply a connection. In other words, the equivalent of 4 telnet connections or 4 dial-up lines. So that if someone else is on node 1 and you're on node 2, then you two can chat with each other. And also it has all kinds of other things, and usually it's the general atmosphere that people like, which is why they connect to BBSs in the first place. But again, if you are interested in further information about running your own BBS or reviews of accessibility of BBS software, please by all means send me email. Synchronet does run under Windows and is free, and you may download it from http://www.synchro.net. That is the BBS software. In other words, this is not a Telnet client. That is Synchronet, which is what you use to run a BBS. And you may download both Console Telnet and TerraTerm Pro, which we'll be discussing in the next program, at http://members.cox.net. That is spelled members, M-E-M-B-E-R-S, dot cox, C-O-X, dot net, N-E-T, /tilde, that's the shift in the grave accent, Beckler, that's Beads and Bravo, AECHLER/. There you will find links to where you may download TerraTerm Pro and Console Telnet and more information on this series on Main Menu. This concludes this program in the Main Menu series on Telnet. If you'd like to contact me, please write to Main Menu, that's M-A-I-N-M-E-N-U, that's all one word, no spaces, at Beckler.net. That is spelled at Beckler, B as in Bravo, AECHLER.net. Again, my name is Tony Beckler, and thank you for listening. Please, by all means, send any comments and suggestions.